You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back, joined by Søren Kern for a full hour of conversation about some of the most important security developments of 2015, notably with respect to Europe. And in particular, we're talking about the repercussions of the migration, the Hydra, as some call it, of roughly a million people, many of them, it appears, of a particular demographic, and it's got a lot of us quite concerned about it. Søren is an expert in these matters, covers very closely and I think brilliantly for Gatestone, the European beat and its security repercussions in particular. Søren, again, thank you very much for joining us. Talk about the seeming large number of what have been called military age men who make up, it appears, by some estimates, about 70% of the migrants coming in. Does that sound right to you? And if so, what are the implications of that?
Yes, that is true. A lot of the migrants, a vast majority, are young, unmarried, unaccompanied males. The most important factor, of course, is that most of these people are coming from Muslim countries. There is already a problem in most European countries, France, Germany, the U.K., with the idea of parallel societies. It's the idea basically that a lot of Muslim immigrants do not integrate into their host countries. And so what you have is sort of the development of parallel societies, societies that are just made up of migrants from different countries and different sects of Islam that basically keep to themselves, that do not learn the local language, that do not integrate, that in many cases live off of the social welfare state of the host country. And in the most problematic of all of these, of course, is the rise of Islamic Sharia law as sort of a parallel justice system in many European countries. This is very well documented. This is not a, a made-up problem. It is a very real problem.
We're joined by Søren Kern of the Gatestone Institute, and you were just making a tremendously important point, which is not only that we have a very large number of military age males who are migrating primarily from Muslim countries, creating or exacerbating, I guess one might say, parallel societies and seeking to bring with them or at least practice inside these nations of Europe Sharia, the repressive Islamist supremacist code. Put all that together, Søren, and what does that portend for security in these nations of Europe?
Well, in the legal sense, the problem is that Western society has always been based on the idea that everyone is equal, male and female are equal, and the Sharia does not hold by that. So what you have is a system basically where little by little you are whittling away at fundamental principles of the Western nation state. And so I think that this is really the long-term problem in terms of the Constitution, in terms of the large legal aspect of what is going on in European countries. But obviously, as these people become unintegratable, as they realize the reality of their situation in European countries, I think that the pull of radical Islam will be increasingly more attractive. We see already in many European countries is these young guys, young men who do not have labor skills, in many cases illiterate, not only in German or in French, but in Arabic from the countries where they come from. And I call them essentially stateless people. They're people basically who are no longer tied to their home country and they're not part of the host country. And particularly Salafism, sort of a very radical form of Islam, is really the largest, fastest-rising Islamic movement in Europe. And it's basically rising so fast because it's attracting many disillusioned young Muslim males who realize that they have no future in European society. And sort of Salafism, Islamic radicalism, gives them a meaning or a purpose in their lives. And this part, for me, in my perspective, is really the key security consequence of this in the future. You have many, many thousands of males who are essentially shiftless and who are drawn to radical Islamic ideology and are willing to act on that in the future.
One of the people that has been describing this phenomenon with you at the Gatestone Institute, of course, is Ingrid Carlqvist, who's been talking particularly about what's been going on in Sweden. And I think both of you have been describing how such folks, these, well, actual or certainly potential jihadists, are behaving at the moment in a way that is highly destructive to the first, if you will, of those parallel societies or systems, namely the host country, notably through the use of rape as a sort of, well, it would appear as a means of waging kind of a jihad against the population. Talk about, you know, the fabric of these societies as you see it, and whether there is a serious risk of actually seeing these states unravel.
Yes, I think that in the case of Germany, the incidence of rapes committed by migrants is skyrocketing. This is something that's been completely kept under wraps by the government and by the mainstream media. They're trying to downplay the scale of this problem. But I think on the other side, on the other hand of the equation, you can see that Germans are arming themselves in unprecedented numbers. We have a country, Germany, which has very strict gun control laws, but Germans are trying to work within that structure to get their hands on whatever kinds of self-defense weapons they can. As I understand it, sales of pepper spray, for example, have skyrocketed by 600% just since September and October, when really the mass, when there were some like 10,000 people per day coming across the border into Germany. So what you have is a situation where the security situation in all of these European countries is unraveling, and the ability of the nation state to keep a lid on this is diminished.
The point being that what is taking place, whether it's through rapes or whether it's through other crimes or whether it's through the simple inability of the society to accommodate this kind of influx, or even just to police it, is extraordinarily traumatic for the society. And you're saying some in Germany have sought to arm themselves within very severe limitations. Go back to something you talked about at the beginning, if you would, quickly, Soren, and that is the idea that there may be some sort of trans-European police force that would be operating. Could they conceivably be operating not just in, you know, outliers like Greece, but in Germany and Sweden as well?
Sure. The idea of this is always incrementalism. You start with a crisis. You use that crisis to build up the capabilities of the European Union. You use it for this particular crisis, and then that institution sort of sticks around and it grows. The bureaucracy grows. In this particular instance, what the European Union wants to do is it wants to essentially send border control people to Greece at the behest of Germany to try to force the Greeks to seal their borders and also to keep the migrants who are coming across the border in Greece and not allowing them to continue further into continental Europe. The idea, one of the principles of the EU is EU migration policy is essentially that when the country that the migrant first enters into is the country essentially where they should stay.
It just hasn't worked out that way for reasons that we'll talk about more in a moment with Soren Kern, Senior Fellow of the Gatestone Institute, one of the really astute observers and chroniclers of developments in Europe and what they might mean for us. Much more with Soren right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.